I'm being recorded. I'm Kyle. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 31st, 2013, which is the coolest sobriety date. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I'm available to sponsor others. I was born in 93. I was a fat baby. I don't know. I had a pretty normal childhood. My parents got divorced when I was like 7. So we moved around a lot with my mom. We moved pretty close to my grandparents. She watched us a lot. And I went to a private school for most of my life. And I hated it. I did not like private school at all. I felt really confined in what I was allowed to believe, I guess. I don't know. But I've always felt like that. So I'm in this private school, and I'm a pretty good kid up until about 8th grade. I was a straight-A student. I remember the first time I got an F, I thought I was going to cry when I talked to my mom, and I did, and she was mad. But, you know, things happen. So about 8th grade, I started to take this downward spiral. I was, you know, I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do anything. So I get to high school, you know, start doing my thing. The first time I got drunk, I was 15, in my room by myself, drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels, which pretty much is my story of how I would get drunk alone. You know, I was never a big partier. I would go out, but it would always end up with me in my room alone, drunk, passed out. And, you know, it was never fun. I mean, it was fun at first, and then it just started getting this, like, I didn't like it, but I couldn't do anything about it. So, I don't know. I'm really nervous, forgive me. So, that's how my drinking went. I graduated high school, barely. I think I had like a 2.4. And all I did that summer was drink, get messed up. And then my mom decided that, you know, where I was living was probably not good, so she shipped me to Tampa, thinking it's going to, you know, stop me from doing what I'm doing. And it didn't. I would steal, you know, alcohol from my dad, from my stepmom, and just sit in my room and be drunk by myself. I would make my way back to Claremont, where I'm from. Kind of party, still end up in my room by myself. But, I don't know. I had this job in a warehouse for a while, and I didn't work well. They had these pallets, and they set the pallets on a rack, and I would climb up and take like a 30-minute nap, just kind of not worry about what anyone thought, and they would ask me. I'd be like, I was sweeping. But so that kind of came to an end when my mom had just had enough of me. One night, I was trashed. Vaguely remember it. She took my key and was like, I don't want you in my house anymore. And you know, up until then, nothing really like got to me, nothing really affected me. But that, I mean, that hurt. I was like, I'm not even allowed in my own house anymore. So I was given the option, you know, I can go to treatment or I can be Baker acted, because there was a whole deal about, you know, I wanted to kill myself. So I really wanted to be spiteful and be like, nope, Baker act me, I'll make a scene, have the cops come, that whole deal. But I didn't. I decided to go to treatment. Went up on Sheldon up there. I'm sure all you guys know about it. So I'm in treatment, and I'm miserable. Don't like it, hate it, not really willing to do anything. But then, you know, I started to come around, I guess, and so I get out, I spent 30 days there, I go to a halfway house, which saved me. I mean, there was a lot of times where I thought I was done, but being around other people, I mean, completely saved me. I don't know, I kept doing what they told me to do, even though I didn't want, well, for the most part. There were some things that they told me not to do that I absolutely did. I got into a relationship. 2 months sober? That was crazy. I mean, it worked out. I don't suggest it. But, you know, things happen. Um, I don't know. I just started doing what they told me to do for the most part. I got a job, talked to my sponsor daily. I started praying, which was big for me because I came in, I didn't believe in God. I wanted nothing to do with God. I was atheist, agnostic, I'm not really sure. But I started out just praying to something. I don't know what it was. But eventually I kind of had this idea of my higher power a little bit better than I did before, which is always changing. I don't know, so I move out of the halfway house. I have two roommates, and my girlfriend lives with me. I get a better job. Things just start getting better for me, and it's only been a year and some odd months. Right now I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, and it's pretty cool, because all of a sudden people are reaching out to me, like new people, and it's like, it's weird how things work. Like, I was asked to speak tonight, which I didn't want to do, but it's probably good for me. I don't know. I really hope this has been 15 minutes. I don't think it has. No? Not even close? Well, fuck. No, I'm done. All right, thank you guys.